God speaks to his children. God speaks to his children. I believe he can be speaking through us through a storm. The storms of life can cause us to listen to the Lord, or he's trying to get our attention. And one of the things that the storms of life do, I believe, is that they speak to us, they shout at us that we are to change. Now, you'll notice all the rain, the storm clouds come and the rain comes. The environment is different. Everything is different. Whenever a big storm like this a lot of the rain showers and the downpour that we had this morning, the environment is different because there was something that shifted in the environment. And one of the things that storms of life do is they shout at us that we are to change. There's a change that takes place whenever storm clouds come. It's shouting at us that don't let things remain the same. Things have to change. If you leave things the same, when you're going through a storm of life, you'll miss the purpose sometimes of the storm. And you'll miss what God wants to do in the storm. Be diligent to change. And of course, we are called to be transformed. We are called not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So we are called to change. And I've noticed something, that nothing changes until you change. You can't say you've changed before you change. That means that if you're doing something that's not productive, you want to change to something that is productive. So you have to do something to shift gears rather than just keep doing the same thing. I like sometimes when things are going on a certain path and it seems like people are just barely getting by. And I actually tell people sometimes when if they're going through a struggle and they're putting up with some things and so forth. And I said, I pray that things come to a crisis so that crisis will demand change, that it just can't continue the way it is. One way or another, it's going to shift. And I believe that's what God wants, because in the shift, God can speak. In the shift, God will tell you and point you in a direction that he wants to go. But if you feel comfortable where you're at and you're not being diligent to change, then things will just remain the same. And whatever you're putting up with today, you better enjoy it, because you'll have it 10 years from now. And I don't want you, but anything that's not right in my life, I want to change today. I don't want to go another 10 years. I want to shift gears. I want to change. I thank God in 1980 when I changed, when I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my life and change me. And he changed me. You know what he changed me from? Now listen, he changed me. The greatest change that any person could ever experience. He changed me from a sinner to a saint. Doesn't that sound good? He changed me from a sinner to a saint. And when you become born again, when you invite Jesus to come into your life and you accept his righteousness and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin, you become changed from a sinner to a saint. Glory to God. Man, that's something to shout about. You could shout about that throughout eternity. Thank God he changed me. Don't ever tell yourself you're just a sinner. My goodness, what did Jesus do in your life if you're just a sinner? No, God changed you from a sinner, and he caused you to become a brand new creature in Christ, that you are now a saint of God. You know what a saint of God means? It's you're separated unto him. You now belong to him. You know, don't put a religious connotation on it. You just simply belong to God. You're a saint of God. You're one who walks with God. You have applied the righteousness of Jesus. You've received the gift of righteousness unto yourself. So you're not unrighteous anymore. Christians have a hard time to say, I'm righteous. If you have a hard time to say, I'm righteous, you need to say it a lot. And once you say it enough, your emotions will catch up to what you're saying, and all of a sudden you'll start shouting and jumping around and say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus has made me righteous. Now, that's a lot of shifting. That's a change, man. Glory to God.